Blog Talk Radio.
No.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Father, we are grateful. We come with grateful hearts this morning to say thank you, to say thank you, to say thank you, to say thank you, to say thank you. Lord, we can't say thank you enough. We cannot let you know enough how much we appreciate you, Father God. Oh, we come this morning to bless you, Almighty One. We come blessing you in the name of Jesus. We thank you this morning, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you continually bless your people. And I thank you, Father God, that the blessings keep coming. Oh, Father God, I thank you in the name of Jesus that you are blessing us morning, noon, and night. I thank you that we are blessed and highly favored, oh God. Oh, Father, I thank you that we are redeemed from the curse of the law. In Jesus' name, I thank you that you are a great God and there's no God like you, Jehovah. Oh, Father God, you are great in the heavens, great in the earth. Oh, God, you are a great creator. You're the one who created the heavens, the earth. Oh, Father God, you created every living thing. In the name of Jesus, the trees. You created the waters, the seas, and the dry land, and you created man. You gave us a whole garden to live in, oh God, and you gave us instructions as to how to live. In Jesus' name, help us to follow your instructions. Father, we repent this morning in the name of Jesus because, Father, your word says, who can know its errors? Truly, we don't know our errors, oh God. Forgive us for stubbornness, rebellious ways. Forgive us, Father God, when we're just downright disobedient. Forgive us, Father God, when we neglect to thank you. So, Father, this morning we say thank you. We appreciate you. We bless you this morning, oh God. Father, I thank you that we are learning to love you with all of our heart, soul, and strength. We are learning to lean and depend upon you, not upon our own understanding, oh God. In the name of Jesus, I come this morning to break every generational curse of pride, lust, perversion, rebellion, witchcraft, idolatry, poverty, rejection, fear, confusion, addiction, death, and destruction in the name of Jesus. I command all generational spirits that have come into our lives during conception, in the womb, in the birth canal, and through the umbilical cord to come out in the mighty name of Jesus. We break all spoken curses and negative words that we have spoken over our lives in the mighty name of Jesus. We break all spoken curses and negative words over our lives spoken by others, including those in authority, in the name of Jesus. We command all ancestral spirits of Freemasonry, idolatry, witchcraft, false religion, polygamy, lust, and perversion to come out of our lives in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We command all hereditary spirits of lust, rejection, fear, sickness, infirmity, disease, anger, hatred, confusion, failure, and poverty to come out of our lives in the name of Jesus. We break the legal rights of all generational spirits operating behind a curse in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Mokush Shebaka. We thank you that you are Jehovah. You are Jehovah Jireh, a mighty provider. You are providing everything that we need, oh God. We bind and rebuke all familiar spirits and spirit guides that would try to operate in our lives from the ancestors in the name of Jesus. We renounce all false beliefs and philosophies inherited by our ancestors in the name of Jesus. We break all curses on our finances from our any ancestors that cheated or mishandled money in the name of Jesus. We break all curses of sickness and disease and command all inherited sickness to leave our bodies in the name of Jesus. Through Jesus, our family is blessed. We renounce all pride inherited from our ancestors in the name of Jesus. We break all oaths, vows, and pacts made with the devil by our ancestors in the name of Jesus. We break all curses by agents of Satan spoken against our lives in secret in the name of Jesus. We break all written curses that would affect our lives in the name of Jesus. We break every time release curse that would activate in our lives as we grow older in the name of Jesus. We break every curse Balaam hired against our lives in the name of Jesus. Lord, turn every curse spoken against our lives into a blessing in the name of Jesus. We break all generational rebellion that would cause us to resist the Holy Spirit. We break all curses of death spoken by people in authority in our nations, over our nations in the name of Jesus. We break all curses spoken against America by people of other nations in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we thank you, O God, that you are true and living Father. And we thank you that we can call upon you, Jehovah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Father, we are grateful this morning that we can serve a great king like you. Oh, Father God, I thank you for the privilege of being called your children. In the name of Jesus, we bless and honor you. We thank you this morning that you are great in the heavens and great in the earth. So, Father God, we just say thank you that you are Abba, Father, which art in heaven. Hallowed be thy great and holy name. We thank you this morning, O God, in the name of Jesus, that you created us in your mighty image. O God, what a great image we were created in Jesus' name. We thank you this morning that you created families, O God, fathers and mothers and children, O God, extended families, grandparents, uncles and aunts and cousins, to give you glory, O God, to love you with all our heart, soul, and strength, and to love each other like we love ourselves. So, Father God, we pray that all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from us with all malice. And, Father God, I pray that we will be kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as you, O God, for Christ's sake, has forgiven us, O God. Father, I thank you for us training up the children in the way that they should go, and when they are old, they won't depart from it. And, Father, I thank you that the children will honor their fathers and their mothers, and they will live long upon this earth, O God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God, that husbands and wives are submitting to you and to each other, O God, in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Father God, that they, Mokoshe Baka, husbands and wives are honoring you in the name of Jesus. They are honoring one another in Jesus' name. And, Father, I thank you that fathers are not, you know, mothers are not provoking their children to wrath, but they are bringing them up and nurturing them in the and admonishing them in you, O Lord. So this morning we say thank you, Lord, that you are a great God. Well, good morning and welcome to Bible Story Land again. We're glad you joined us this morning. We are excited. What are we excited about? We're excited that our God, the great God Almighty, created us in his image. And what a mighty image that is. Yes, he did. He took time. You know, he could have created a tree in his image. He could have created an animal in his image. But he chose us, human beings. What an exciting thing that is. And we're the ones who are going to live eternally with our God. So we're excited this morning. You know, he's a faithful God. He's loyal and he's kind. And, you know, because we're created in his image, we should be like that. Loyal, kind, loving, faithful like him. Today is Family Day on Bible Story Land. We are honoring families today. And we have some mighty people on with us this morning. Woo! I'm praising the Lord like never before. I'm thanking him for his grace and mercy. You know we can't make it without his grace and mercy. We could try, but don't do anything that would cause God to take his mercy from us, because, you know, then his wrath comes. And we do not want the wrath of God. We call on God for his mercy. You know, his mercy endures forever and ever and ever. Well, this morning we have a mighty woman of God on with us from Houston, Texas. Her name is Karen Itell. God has given her the great gift of playing music. So she's going to play for us a song this morning. Good morning, Karen.
Good morning, Jacarita. How are you this morning?
I'm doing great, and I'm praying everybody on Bible Storyland that's listening this morning is doing great. Also, what you going to play for us?
You are my only one.
Amen. He is our only one. Thank you, Kara. Beautiful. I told you God has given her a gift. Well, we also have another woman on here with a gift. She's from Jacksonville, Florida, by way of Paducah, Kentucky. She used to live there, but I thank God she lives in Jacksonville. Jackie Travis. Good morning, Jackie. She may be out with
her. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm blessed this morning. I'm just glad to be alive.
Hallelujah. Me too. What you going to sing?
We come this far by faith.
Amen. We certainly have. Thank you.
Yes,
okay.
Lord, now we're coming. We've come this far by faith. Leaning on the Lord. And we are trusting in his holy word, and he's never failed me, he's never failed me, yeah, that's why I'm singing, whoa, 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 can't turn around, we've come this far by faith, don't you know, we've come this far. Oh, my faith, leaning on the Lord, and we are trusting in his holy word, and he's never failed me, he's never failed me, yeah. That's why I'm saying, whoa, 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 I can't turn around. We come this far by faith, then I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord. till I die, Lord, till I die, and I will trust in the Lord, I will trust in the Lord, and I will trust in the Lord until I die. I'm gonna treat everybody right. I'm gonna treat everybody right. I'm gonna treat everybody right until I die, Lord, till I die. I'm gonna treat everybody right. And I'm gonna treat everybody right. I'm gonna treat everybody right until I die. Oh yeah, gonna stay on this battlefield. I'm gonna stay on this battlefield. I'm gonna stay on the battlefield until I die, Lord, till I die. I'm gonna stay on the battlefield. I'm gonna stay on battlefield. I'm gonna stay on this battlefield until I die. Amen.
Amen. All right. All right. Thank you, Jackie. That's it. We come this far by faith, leaning on the Lord, trusting in Him, staying on the battlefield because He is a victorious God. We thank God that He is God and God alone, nobody greater than Him. Well, this morning we also have Jackie's cousin, Minister Donna Hawkins. Good morning, Minister Donna. How are you?
Good morning, Minister G. I'm doing great.
Amen, amen. Is it chilly there?
Yeah. It is. Well, I don't know what the temperature is here, but it's kind of cool. It sure is. We're in Greensboro, North Carolina.
Wow.
Yes, yes. A 10-hour drive from Paducah, but we have had a wonderful time.
Now at home, Mama don't let no grass grow under her feet. She moving. Her and her husband be all over.
I'm telling you, but this is our last trip until February.
Okay.
Then we start over again.
Well, we're looking forward to coming back to Jacksonville again.
All right, well, we can't wait to come back. We love Jacksonville.
Amen. What you going to sing this morning?
Because He Lives.
Amen.
God sent His Son. They called Him Jesus. He came to love, heal, and forgive. He lived and died to buy my pardon. An empty grave is there to prove my Savior lives. How sweet to hold a newborn baby and feel the love and joy He brings. But greater still, the calm assurance this child can face uncertain days, because one day I'll cross the river, I'll fight life's fight, no war with pain. And then as death gives way to victory, I'll see the light of glory and I'll know he lives because he
image, we gotta look like him.
That means you closely resemble him. What is the image of God? We are made in the likeness of God and we have some of the same attributes of God. For example, God can love, and we can love too. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave Jesus, his only begotten Son, so that we won't perish, we can have eternal life." Now, God hates, and we can hate too. "The foolish shall not stand in thy sight. Thou hatest all works of iniquity." God hates iniquity. What is it? Wickedness, evil things, evil thinking, evil acting, evil doing, violence, all that's iniquity. Because we are made in God's image, we can have compassion. I say we can have now, because some of us, you know, we got to work on our compassionate side. We can have mercy, we can have grace, we can have fellowship, we can have friendship, and the list goes on. We serve a great God. Yeah, you know, we serve a great God. However, God is all-knowing. We are not. God is ever-present. We are not. So the image of God in us means we are like him in some ways, but not all. We don't have all of his attributes. You know, you may have a son, and maybe you all are standing up, father, son, looking in the mirror, maybe mother, son, looking in the mirror. You say, "Ooh, you know, you got my nose, you got my eyes," but no, your smile is different than mine. Or maybe, you know, some way that their cheekbones may be different than yours. Their ears may be different than yours. But they're similar, but not identical. See, we're not identical to God. We're made in his image. There's some things that we are different from God. He's almighty. We're glad that we can call on Almighty. He's God, not us. You know, if you stood beside your son or your daughter, maybe you're looking in the mirror, like I said, and you see similarities, you know, some ways you look the same, some ways you look different. That's even with human beings. You could stand next to a person from a different country. You're going to look similar because you're human. Now, if you put an animal there, you're not going to look like them. I mean, they have ears like you, but they're different. So we're made in the image of our God. He's perfect, but we're not. God is faultless, but we sin. We can't cast the first stone at each other because we all have faults. Some people say, "Oh, yeah, but that sin is greater." Uh-uh. Sin is sin. We sin against God. We sin against each other. On our journey, let's visit the Garden of Eden. God made man and called him Adam. And next, God made woman and called her Eve. Now, you know I skipped a whole lot. You read it in Genesis. Go back and read Genesis 1. 2, 3, read the whole, all of Genesis, and you'll see what a great God we serve. I mean, he did all these things in 6 days, and guess what? He took a rest. That should tell us we need to rest. We made in his image. Don't you know he's all-powerful? We have some power. We have the power, you know, some that he's given us. We don't have any power without him, separate and apart from him. We're made in his image. We have to depend upon him for our very breath. We can't breathe without, don't you know we can't think without God? So, you know, we're not to alter ourselves in any way from the image of God. You know, we put drugs in our body, alcohol, all those mind-altering things. We alter the image of God on the inside. We change it. Now, Adam and Eve, the two of them, were made differently. With Adam, God formed him from the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. Adam became a living soul. You know, God thinks of everything. He ain't just creating now and leave him. He said, "Okay, I didn't create, I'm going about my business." No. God considers us his business, just like he did Adam. God planted a garden, and he put man in the garden. Look around you. Look at the trees and all the things. And the ground. You know, we can grow tomatoes and cantaloupes and peaches and plums and cabbages and greens and green beans. We could grow okra. We could grow squash. He gave us a whole garden that we can cultivate, you know, for us to eat from. Then God gave man what he needed, everything we need. He gave him food and water. Don't forget, you could get dehydrated if you don't drink enough water. A beautiful place is where God gave Adam to live in, and a beautiful place for us. Now, it's up to us how well we take care of what he gave us, because, you know, some of us get careless. We think, oh, well, let me just dump this over here. And then, you know, after a while we say, oh, my God, how did I create that mess? We could create a mess out of the in the garden God gave us. He gave Adam instructions. He gave him a rule to follow. Go back and read that rule. He said, okay, you got this whole garden, but one tree I don't want you to touch. Just one tree. And, you know, you tell your children, baby, I baked a chocolate cake, I baked a turkey, I baked, you know, five pies, and you know, I baked I made a salad. Now, don't touch the turkey. You can have everything else in it, but don't touch the turkey. You know what they're going to touch. You know, right? That's how man is. We're rebellious. If when God tells us don't, uh-oh, look out. That's the very thing we want to do. You know how we were as children? We say, you know, these children in this world are something else. But guess what? We were too. You say, oh, they got orange hair? We used to, you know, people color their hair red when I was growing up. Blonde, all kind of colors. These children are children. They only do what we allow. What you say, oh, yes, you are. We're allowing these things to happen with our children. So, you know, we're a family. You got to watch your children. You got to look out for them. You got a guy. You can't say, well, baby, what you want to eat? What do they know about what's good for them? You have to feed your children brain food every day. If you don't feed them brain food when they go to school, they're going to fail. They're going to make F's and D's and fail. Well, we got to feed our children. We got to feed them the word of God. They will fail in the fruit of the Spirit if we don't feed them spiritual food. What's the fruit of the Spirit? Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness. You know all those, meekness. You know the fruit of the Spirit. If you don't feed them spiritually, they're going to die spiritually. If you don't feed yourself spiritually, you're going to die. God gave it to us. He gave us a whole garden to feast on. He also gave us the word to feast on. Eat the word daily. That's how we continue to live spiritually. That's how we continue to look like him in his image. Because if we don't study the word, read the word, to show ourselves pleasing to God, we're going to die spiritually. We won't look like his image no more. We'll begin to look like the image of somebody or something else. So stay in the word. That's how we're going to keep the world free of sin. If we stay in the word, then it becomes contagious. People say, what you do today? Oh, I read the word. I studied the word. I praised the Lord. I honored Jesus. I gave him glory. I gave him praise. I called on his name today. He was in my heart. He was in my thoughts. That's how he wants us to do. That's how we stay in his image. We can't just, oh, well, you know, we're going to stay in his image, but we don't do anything to do it. No, no, no. In order to stay in his image, to stay connected to the Father, we got to do what it takes. You know, if you want to send your children to school and you say, now, baby, I want you to go and finish college, they can't just go and put the books on the desk and go out and do whatever they want to do and come back and graduate. It's not going to work like that. That's the same thing in the kingdom of God. We're in the university of God. We're down here made in his image. So we got to do what it takes. We got to study to show ourselves approved workmen. Now, this ain't even part of my message. I don't know. You know, God is just telling me. I'm just speaking to you by the Spirit of the Most High. We got to study. I know, look, let me tell you something. When I grew up, I lived in front of the TV. And even as an adult, come home, turn the TV on, turn the radio on, turn this on. But you know what? I have had to learn to turn it off. Sometimes I say, you know what? Oh, I ain't had the TV on in a couple of days. Why? Because I got to stay in his image. I got to stay connected to him. In order to do that, I got to listen to his voice. If I got everything else in my ear, he can't talk to me. I can't listen to the Father. People say, oh, you know, we don't hear God's voice no more. I beg to differ with you. I hear his voice. I hear when he say, don't eat that. Uh-uh. I'm talking about in my spirit. He don't call me on the phone and say, Carita, don't eat that. No, no, he's speaking my spirit. Just like he spoke to Adam and Eve, he still speaks to us today. But we're so busy jumping in the car, going here, doing this, doing that, that we lost our hearing to God. We too busy to listen to him. We don't have enough time. And look, everybody got 24 hours a day now. God gave us that. But are we listening to the voice of God? If you're not hearing him, you're going to have to go in the secret place and say, Lord, I don't know your voice. But guess what he said? My sheep, those that belong to me, those made in my image, those ones that are chosen by me, they know my voice. They hear my voice. Another voice they will not hear, and guess what? They ain't going to listen. They ain't going to do what the enemy said. They ain't going to take, you know, what the enemy said. They're going to listen to God. How do we listen to him? In our spirit, through reading the written word. You know, it's not, and God said, you know what, after he made Adam, he gave him a whole garden to live in. He says, okay, well, I realize. Now, don't you think he just came up with this? God had this plan before the foundation of the earth was created. He said, it's not good for man to be alone. So he says, I'm going to make Adam a helpmeet. Notice how God made Eve in comparison to how he created Adam. Genesis 2:21, and the Lord caused a deep sleep to fall on Adam, and he slept. And he took one of his ribs, and he closed up his flesh. And the rib which the Lord God had taken from man, he made a woman and brought her to Adam. Listen to that now. That's different. You know, with Adam, he formed him from the dust of the earth, and he blew in his breath, and man became living. Now, with Eve, he took her from a rib. He put Adam to sleep. In other words, this is like surgery. And he put him to sleep, and he took a rib from Adam, a bone from Adam's side. He could have taken it from his foot, but no, he took it from his side. Don't you know that everything that God does is significant? When you read the word, don't just say, oh, yeah, he made a garden. Uh-uh. It is significant. Everything God did was strategically done. He ain't just say, oh, I'm going to get up this morning. Well, let me see. What am I going to do today? No, God. He purposed in his heart what he was going to do. He had a plan before the foundation of the earth. He said, okay, Adam said, after God said he took that rib from Adam and he made Eve, he said, this is bone of my bone and flesh of my flesh. He could have taken a bone from his back, but he didn't. One from his knee. No, he took it from his side. It's significant. And then, you know, he said, you know, we're going to call her woman because she was taken out of man. Woman. Oh, isn't that awesome? I tell you, we serve an awesome God. When we think about what he's done for us, he said, okay, now, here's a rule. I want you to listen. He said, listen, this is what I want you to do. He said, I want you to leave the man who gave you seed so you could be birthed by a woman. I want you to leave your father who is taking care of you all these years, and I want you to leave your mother who's taking care of you all these years, and I want you to cleave to your wife, and I want you to be one flesh. What does it mean to be a helpmeet? So, you know, he made Eve Adam's helpmeet. He made Adam Eve's helpmeet. It's someone who's suitable. Now, we're not suitable to be, you know, connected to a donkey or connected to a dog or a horse or a tree or a bee. We are suitable to be connected to the opposite sex. They're suitable for us. Man with woman, woman with man. They're suitable. They are fitted for each other. They are proper for each other. First, God instructed husbands and wives, too. He said, when you get married, leave. Move out of their houses. You know, the people who birthed you, the people who rigged you up, who trained you in the way you should go, leave them. Now, cleave. Stick to like glue. Let nothing come between you. You know, leave your mother, your father. Leave their household. Establish your own household, your own residence to live with your wife, to live with your husband. The bond you had with your parents should be different than the bond you have with your wife or your husband. That bond, you know, is to help meet your needs. Not your parents. No longer now will your parents meet your needs. Your parents, you know, you still love them. You still honor, respect them. But now you are connected with the mate that God gave you that helped me, the one who's cleaving to you, the one you cleaving to. It says cleave means to penetrate, to pierce deep, to adhere too closely, to stick close together, to cling, to remain faithful. Ooh, to your mate, to the one God gave you, to the opposite sex that you married. So contrary to our modern society, do things God's way. God says husbands and wives, adhere closely to your mate. Cling to them. Remain faithful to them. Do not allow family ties to interfere with your relationship, to come in between you two with your mate. You know, don't go over there and say, Mama, you know, he did this, and Daddy, you know, she did that, and they did, cleave to your mate. Get it straight with each other. Help me. The Hebrew word for help me is izar, which is two words, kinego. Connecto, I'm sorry. Ezer literally means help. Kinegdo means meet. For him is more difficult to translate. The root word negd means opposite, over and against, in front of, corresponding to, or aside. Literally, connecto means opposite as to him, or corresponding as to him. The sense of the phrase ezar, connecto, is an equal but opposite helper for each other. For example, my left hand is ezar, connecto to my right hand. Both hands look alike, except they're exactly opposite. Both hands are equal but opposite, so they work better together. Did you hear that? They work better together, not against. My left hand don't work against my right hand. They join together and they get along. They work together. The same is true with man and woman. Man's inezer, kinegdo, is woman. I'll say it again. Man's ezer, kinegdo, is woman. Both are equal but opposite. It requires both to fulfill the role of parenthood. After God created Adam and Eve, God told them to be fruitful and multiply. Be fruitful and multiply. Adam knew Eve and she conceived. Thus the first child was born to Adam and Eve. Let's back up a little bit. Before their first child was born, Eve sinned and encouraged her helpmeet to sin. Now, sin is what God hates. He hates sin. So they realize that, you know, sin separates us from God, and there are consequences. You know, when I taught school 29 years in the public schools, and I always have for my children rules. I usually have 5 rules. And then I said, okay, now, if you break the rule, you get consequences. If you keep the rule, you get rewards. Don't you know it's the same thing with God? Go over and read Deuteronomy 28. He says, okay, if you follow the rules, here are the blessings, 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 blessings. But if you break the rule, hear the curses. So, I didn't get that from out the air. I got it from God. So there are consequences when we sin. Now, sure, God forgives us, but don't you know there are consequences? I hate consequences. I'm like, oh, my God. You know, if you hit your toe on something, it's a likelihood you could break your toe. There's a consequence for you know, kicking your toe on something. You can break it. Sin also comes through the bloodline. It came through the bloodline of Adam and Eve's children. When they sinned, that sin followed into their children. When we sin, it affects our children, our family. Then trouble begins. Even though we repent, consequences are in motion. The title of our message today is Family Trouble, Family Joys. Job 14:1 says, man was born of woman. Man who is born of woman is but a few days and full of trouble. The family structure is in trouble in 2013. And it didn't just start in 2013. You know how things begin to happen in your home and you just let it slide. You know, concentrating on something else. You're not paying attention to your household anymore. Your job is bogging you down. They're requiring more hours. And so you're not noticing, you know, maybe when the rent's due, the house notes due. And, you know, pretty soon you've gotten behind in your bills. And then the children, you know, they're out of control at school. But, you know, we got to nip things in the bud. We got to sit down daily and take an introspective look. Let me see. Am I in order with God? Did I do what God was requiring of me today? Did I purpose in my heart to spend time with the Lord? That's how we stay focused, spending time with the Father. If not, we get into all kinds of trouble. Man born of woman is a few days. Our life is but a vapor that appears for a short time, and then it goes away. God intended for man and woman to marry and recreate, produce children, be fruitful, and multiply. Today, the family has been changed by humans. God didn't change it. Do you read in God's word where he changed the family structure? Did he call you on the phone and did he speak to you and say, look, we're now going to have a different kind of family. We're going to have horses with donkeys. We're going to have bees with people. No, he did not. He did not change. God says, I change not. We have canceled what God said and created our own so-called family, our own so-called family structure. So, you know, today I'm going to be praying for the family structure. I'm going to take time right now and pray for the family structure. You know, the family structure needs strengthening more than ever before. So, Father God, in the name of Jesus, it's apparent throughout your word that you instituted the family, fathers, mothers, and children, in the name of Jesus. And, Father God, we realize, however, that a family unit can consist also of many combinations, such as husband and wife, a father and children, a mother and children, or siblings, in the name of Jesus. And, Father, I pray in the name of Jesus that the standard of a godly family would be restored in our nation, in our homes, in our neighborhoods, in our cities, throughout America, throughout the world. Oh, Father God, may there be a resurgence in public forum of the benefits of a godly family. May it become apparent, oh God, to those who form public opinion that family values are represented in the scripture are the path in which leads to our nation. So without the family, we would not have a nation, Father God. So we pray that our nation will return wholeheartedly with you, wholeheartedly to you, that our nation will begin to love you in every home, that every family will begin to love you with all of our heart, soul, and strength, and that we would love each other in the family like we love ourselves, in the name of Jesus. So, Father God, I thank you for, in the name of Jesus, I am us embracing your ways and laying aside our ways, because our ways bring sin, but your ways bring eternal life. And so, Father, we thank you for the family structure being structured the way you intended for it to, in Jesus' name. And, Father, I lift up fathers today because parents have great responsibility, as you know, because you gave Adam and Eve great responsibility after they sinned. And so, Father God, I thank you for fathers and mothers embracing the responsibility in the name of Jesus, particularly when the children come. They have a great responsibility towards each other and then towards their children. So, Father God, forgive us when we sin and we first don't obey you. Forgive us when we neglect our mates, oh God. Forgive us when we neglect our children and cause sin to come in our families, oh God. And so, Father God, we repent for allowing sin to enter into our families, into us, and into our families, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, break every generational curse in the name of Jesus that we have allowed to come in through the bloodline, oh God. We break them right now, and we say that, Father God, we are free to serve you, to worship you, to be obedient to you, in Jesus' name. So, you know, there's so much going on in the family. You know, we've canceled what God said, created in his own image, the family structure. We have man and man marrying, but unable to reproduce. They can't do what God said. They can't be fruitful and multiply. That shows you that it's off of God's plan. Man wasn't taken out of the rib of another man. Woman was. Husbands and wives is what God said. He said to them, be fruitful and multiply. You know, I get embarrassed and really disgusted and angry as well when I go somewhere and I see two men holding hands or kissing each other. When I see two women holding hands and kissing each other. Can you imagine? It takes audacity to do something like that. It didn't just start there. It's been coming along for centuries, for ages. Look at Sodom and Gomorrah, the cities. Those cities were full of this stuff that's going on today. There is nothing new under the sun. But guess what? God destroyed that whole city because it was full of sin. You know, Abraham begged God. He said, God, you know, if you find 50 righteous people there, please don't destroy the city. So, you know, look around you. How many righteous people do you see? I know when I was going to school, we respected God. We respected those who had authority over us. What are people doing now? They're disrespecting God. Even in God's house, they're disrespecting him. Some people are doing all kinds of things, cussing in God's house. Look at Eli's children. They were having sex in God's house. Evil is present. You know, what did God tell Cain and Abel? And Cain? He said, look, sin lies at your door. One brother killed another. There is nothing new under the sun, but we got to get back to the ways of God. God destroyed the whole earth because it was so much sin. He found one family that was righteous. He said he found 50. He only found one family that was righteous and perfect in their ways, Noah and his family. He told Noah, he said, went to him. He went to him, and God had a conversation with him. He said, you and your family are righteous. You and your wife and your three sons and their wives are righteous. I'm going to destroy the whole, I'm going to wipe this wickedness out of this earth. And that's what he did. He wiped wickedness out. Don't you think God is going to continually allow wickedness the wickedness that's in this earth. He's been sending us signs, hurricanes, tsunamis, killing up, children dying, people dying violently. It's signs of the times. Have we committed, have we now created another Sodom and Gomorrah? What are we exposing our children to? It's confusing them when they see men with men and women with women. We see it. Like I said, it's nothing new. But God destroyed it a long time ago. Don't you know he'll do it again? We must teach our children God's ways. You know, we can't just take them to church and let them just be ignorant. God says, my people perish for a lack of knowledge. That's ignorance. He said, at one time I used to wink at ignorance. You know, I overlooked ignorance. But to now, I'm calling men and women and boys and girls, children everywhere to repent and come to me. When we go against God's plans, we bring trouble upon ourselves. Put another way, we cause ourselves to receive curses. Adam and Eve sinned and caused curses. Curses began when they sinned. They had sons and they sinned. Cain killed Abel. Trouble in the home. When there's trouble in the home, confusion. Oh, there's no peace in the home. We got to call on Jehovah Shalom. We must train our children and teach our children God's ways. Obedience brings blessings. Disobedience, you know what it brings. The opposite of a blessing is a curse. It'll bring curses to our family. When we, you know, we tell a little, I heard somebody, a Christian, tell me one time, it's okay to tell a little white lie. Excuse me. Show me that in the Bible where God says it's okay to lie sometimes, but just lie sometimes, don't lie all the time. No, I ain't read that nowhere. God says the truth will make us free. So we got to embrace truth. We can't tell little lies, big lies, no kind of lies. We got to be truthful. Even if we don't want to be, we got to be truthful. Later, you know, after the generations had sinned, people sinned against God, you know, God had curses come upon him. He was wroth, angry at man who he created, the man who he created in his image. He was angry at the sin that man had done. He was angry when he found Adam and Eve. He said, look, well, what is it you did? Where are you, Adam? Where are you, Eve? When we sin, we're exposed. We are ashamed. We become ashamed, and we hide from God. We may go to church, but we're just sitting empty on the bench. We ain't doing nothing. We know we sin. We curse. We say we slipped and did it. No. We done all kind of things against God. We go to church. We know we're habitual people. We like to do the same thing. We were brought up going to church, so we just continue. But how is our lives? Is our lives lining up with the word of God? God is a holy God. He ain't playing. He holy. Ain't no sin in God. We say, well, I ain't perfect. No, you're not. But we still have to yield to God. No, we're not perfect. But we're made in his image. In his image. We're made in his image. We're made to look like him. So he doesn't sin, so we can't practice sin either. You know, we got to look more like God. We don't want God to be angry with us. You know, either we're in the image of God or we're in the image of the devil. All kinds of wickedness was done by humans and still done by humans. God found one man who was righteous. As I said to you a few minutes ago, his name was Noah and his wife and their three sons and their wives. And God saved them. He saved them. God wiped off, got rid of, started a whole new generation. Don't you know God can do anything he want to do? He can wipe us all off the face of the earth and start a whole new generation of people who going to worship him, who going to bow down and praise him, a people who going to love him with all of their heart, soul, and strength. He got rid of one. What makes you think he won't get rid of our generation? Through Noah and his family, God created. God flooded the earth. And, of course, you know, he's not going to flood it no more. He already promised he ain't going to destroy it by water. So, you know, evil came into the world, wickedness, by humans. God is angry with the wicked every day. What can you and I do? What can you and I do that, you know, will stop the wickedness on the earth, stop the violence? You say you're only one person living on the earth with millions and billions of other people, and they're all sinning. What can you do? How can you stop the violent crimes, the murders of our children, the rape, the molestation, the hideous crimes done against people in our cities, in our nations? Here it is. Here's God's word. 2 Chronicles 7:14 says, if my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray, seek my face, turn from their wicked ways, then, listen to this, then, he says, I will hear from heaven. You know, God can shut up heaven so he won't hear us. He said, then he will hear from heaven. He's in heaven. So when we call on his name, we take the time to pray, seek his face, he's going to hear us. And then he will forgive our sins. What is he going to hear? Repentance. We got to repent. And you know, we got to do it with our heart. We can't just repent with our lips. Oh, Lord, I'm sorry. And go back to cussing and drinking and swearing and doing, you know, violent things, wickedness, treating your family wrong, cussing each other in the family, husband cussing wives, slapping each other, choking each other, calling the police in. They say, ooh, I thought them people were church people. And they more violent than the other people. What's going on? Did you yield yourself to Satan? Did you do like Eve? He said, oh, well, you know, God didn't say that. Yes, he did. Don't allow the enemy to come in. Nip him in the bud. Nip it in the bud. When the enemy say, well, you don't have to listen to God, say, Satan, I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. Get behind me, Satan. Don't you know Satan went to Jesus when he walked the earth? He sure did. If he go to Jesus and he is God's son, don't you know he going to come to us with foolishness? He'll say, you know your wife said this about you. You know your wife, your husband did that. And then you get angry of what you heard. And ain't nothing been said, nothing been done. Just what Satan said to you. Just what Satan said to you to bring division. What did the Bible say? Cleave to your mate. Not to the devil. Don't yield and cleave to the devil. Cleave to your mate. Wives, cleave to your husband. Husbands, cleave to your wives. Don't let sin in. When your husband step on your foot or you step on his foot, sit down and say, look, you know, today I was angry because you did this and you did that. But you know what? I'm grateful that I married you. I thank God for you. You mean everything to me. Besides God, you mean the world to me. Let each other know how much you appreciate each other. They'll say, oh, they know. I go to work for them. I put the food on the table. Or I clean the house or I'll cook for them. They ought to know. No, no, no. God tells us over and over he loves us. He tells us over and over in his word. We are people who need to hear. So tell each other. Tell your children. Don't say they ought to know. No. Sometimes we have to be uncomfortable. It may not be comfortable to tell your children, I love you. I love you. It may not be comfortable to tell them that. It may not be comfortable to tell your husband, I love you. It may not be comfortable to tell your wife, I love you. Tell them anyway. Get past being uncomfortable. Once you keep doing it, that you will begin to be so comfortable. Don't you know God made hands for touching? Touch your children. Touch your mate. Tell them every day how much you appreciate them. You know, I've heard many times mate said, you know, my husband left me, my wife left me. What happened? Trace it back. What did you do? What didn't you do? Did you neglect something? Was it something you did? Maybe you didn't do anything. Maybe some things changed. What were you not paying attention to? It didn't just happen. Something happened that you need to pay attention to. Love one another. Some people love people on the outside more than they do people on the inside their own house. We got to learn to love one another. Now, you know, like I said, God said, you know, he'll begin to hear our prayers from heaven. And then next he's going to forgive our sins. And he will heal our land. He said, now my eyes are open and my ears attend to the prayers that is made in this place. Where? In your house? In your car? In your job? On your job? In the schools? Wherever you open your mouth to God, he's going to be there to hear your prayers. He says, for now I have chosen and sanctified you. I've chosen and sanctified the house, that my name may be there forever, and mine eyes and my heart shall be there perpetually. In other words, he ain't going to leave. He's going to be there. Now, God has answered our prayers when we see destruction on our streets, in our neighbors, in our cities, in our neighborhoods, in our cities, in our nation. We must do what Second Chronicles said. We who are called by God's name, one, must humble ourselves. Two, we got to pray. Three, seek God's face. Four, we got to turn from our wicked ways. God told his people to turn from the wicked ways. Wicked ways are things that are morally bad, having or showing bad thoughts. And, you know, thoughts, if we keep having those same thoughts, they lead to some kind of action, bad actions. Bad actions are unpleasant, fierce, vicious, causing harm, distress or trouble, evil, cruel. Those are wicked ways. God is calling us. He's calling us who are called by his name. He's calling us to repent and turn from our evil, our wicked ways. Turn from the fruit of the flesh. What's the fruit of the flesh? I'm going to take a minute and read the fruit of the flesh. It's found in Galatians 5. So if you got your Bibles, you can turn with me. Galatians 5:22. Yeah, that's the fruit of the flesh. There's the fruit of the spirit, but there's the fruit of the flesh also in Galatians 5:22. So here it is. I'm sorry, 5:19. But if ye be led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. That's 5:18. Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulation, wrath, strife, sedition, heresies, envy, murder, drunkenness, reveling, and such like. Of which I tell you before, as I've told you in time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Now, you know the opposite of the fruit of the flesh is the fruit of the spirit. So God is telling us today, this is who God is. He's love, and he said we're made in his image. This is what he wants us to do. Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such, there's no law. Excuse me. We can have those things in our daily lives, but he don't want us to have the fruit of the flesh. See, when we get the fruit of the spirit, the fruit of the flesh is gone. Against the fruit of the spirit, there's no law. We can love all we want. Oh, we can have joy all we want, peace all we want, of it, long-suffering. There's no law against it. God wants us to live, to be alive, to have the fruit of the Spirit in our lives daily. Let's spread the fruit of the Spirit daily to everybody we come in contact with. you see all this violence in the world, all these people shooting other people, doing violent crime. They are hungering for love. They need somebody to love them. And love, you know, God chastens those whom he loves, so love isn't always easy. You know, love isn't always doing, you know, what somebody desires or wants. It's doing what's best for them. You know, you're not going to just go out there and feed your child McDonald's for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, I pray. You're going to feed them some wholesome food, fruit and vegetables and beans and nuts and seeds and, you know, a variety. God made a whole gave a whole garden for us. So let's spread the fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, peace. You know all the fruit of the Spirit I just read to you, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. There's no law against them. Spread it. Spread the word. So, you know, I told you the title of my message is Family Trouble, Family Joys. So what are family joys? When we follow God's order, plan, and pattern for our family, joy prevails. I didn't say happiness, I said joy. Joy comes from God. It's unlike the world's joy. The world's joy is on the surface, but joy from God, it comes from within. No one can take it from us, the joy that God gives us. What are some of the family joys? Conjugal love, that's marriage, that kind of love. Birth of children, that's being fruitful, multiplying. Presence of children in the home. You know, sometimes you ever gone to your grandparents' house and, you know, it seemed it quiet in there. All of a sudden, children came and just livened up everything. Children bring joy in the home. Blessings of a wife and motherhood. You know, it's a blessing to be a wife, to have a mate that can love you and you can love a mate and take care of each other. Motherhood, yes, when children come, you see women, they start popping out. The child is growing, growing, and growing, and growing inside of them. And 9 months later, here comes the life, that joy, that bundle of joy. Family joys, when children come. Possession of a home. You know, when you get your first home, oh, my, it could be an apartment. But, it brings joy to you. It's an accomplishment. And you can, you know, you could start praising God all you want. You could get a secret place in your home. You know, that belonged to you. That's the place where God resides, in that home. Maternal and paternal love, father's and mother's love, all those things bring joy. Well, I want to ask you something. Does anybody have any questions about the message? Press 1. Anybody have any questions about the message? Press 1. Well, everybody's quiet. I hope I, you know, made it plain enough so you could understand it. All right, testimony time. We have time for a brief testimony. Anybody have a brief testimony they want to give? Karen?
Yes, the testimony I have is that we were talking about families and marriages and things of that sort, but also that applies to other relationships as well. And God wants us to love each other and our friends as well, and our close friends and our church friends.
Yes, he does. Thank you, Karen. Yes, he does. He said, love each other like you love yourself. All right, hold on. There's somebody here at a 224 area code. Good morning. How are you? Area code 224-944. You press 1. I can't hear you if you're speaking. 224-944. You press 1. Do you have a testimony? Hello? Okay, maybe they'll call back in and try again. 224, area code. Can't hear you if you're speaking. You press 1. All right, we got time for another brief testimony. Somebody else. Brother David, I know you got a testimony. Press 1. All right. All is quiet today. Well, we're moving right along. Salvation. Is there anyone on Bible Story Land today who's not saved? Okay, there's Brother David. I know he's. Yes. Someone said.
Good morning, Sister. Good morning, Sister G. This is Carolyn. I had my mute button on. I'm sorry.
That's okay. How are you doing, Sister Carolyn?
I'm blessed this morning. Blessed. I'm sitting here listening to your message, and you spoke on something about a man and woman in the marriage relation.
Yes.
And God has revealed to me that relationships are what he's looking for us to have with him. So any relationship that we have with others is part of God's plan for our lives. We have different types of relationships based on the roles that we play, but it's important to have relationships and fellowships with others. I just wanted to say that. How
Amen. Thank you, Carolyn from Chicago. You want to give us, she has a Blog Talk Radio show. She's coming on at, what time are you coming on?
We come on this morning at 10:30 Central Standard Time.
Okay,
and,
we did 30 our Eastern Standard Time.
Yes, ma'am. And I'd just like to say that your show and your message has been a blessing to me the times that I have listened to you. So I don't want to say any more. I didn't call to get any shout-outs for people to come to my show.
No, but we want to. So give us your number.
Oh, boy. That number is 1-200.
Okay.
Hold on, let me pull it up here. I was not prepared for that one.
Okay, well, have it ready when you come on.
I will.
All right, she's from Chicago. She and one of her friends recently started a Blog Talk Radio show. What's the name of it, Sister Carolyn?
The name of the show is The Prodigal Daughters and Sons. And this morning's message, we're going to be speaking on the principles of faith.
Amen.
So faith is the most important spiritual law that we can exercise in our lives when we know who God is. We believe in his son, Jesus Christ, and what he sacrifice for us.
Amen.
It's been a blessing to me just to research and study faith more, because when you read the Word of God, the Holy Spirit begins to reveal things to you, and it's such a blessing. But that number that I'd like to give is 646-200-0170. And that number again is 646-200-0170. And thank you so much for allowing me to express myself this morning.
Amen. You're a blessing to us, Sister Carolyn. I appreciate you. Thank you so much. All right.
You're welcome. God bless you. Your blessing as well.
All right, Brother David, got a brief testimony.
Okay, good morning, Sister D. Yeah, I'm at a fellow comedian's house getting ready to work on some film that we shot. My testimony is that God is speaking through you, and you are such a blessing. Just so happens this family thing and relationship thing is real heavy with what I'm dealing with now. And I think people don't understand that there's two entities of yourself as far as the flesh and the spirit. And the spirit is very important to be worked on. And a lot of people don't understand the spirit. Some people continually operate out of the flesh. So it gets to be real confusing. I was on the track this morning, FSCJ. A lot of times when things are going all chaotic, it's good to get by yourself and get with God, because no matter what, God is working. No matter how bad it feels to you or seems to you, God is working something out. So you have to know that. But I took a picture because over at the North Campus, you know, there was some dog boo-boo on the track. So I figured I'd take a picture of it and say, you know, it's nothing like the fresh smell of stepped-in boo-boo in the morning. And that proves that no matter where you are in life, there's always going to be boo-boo around. Learn to deal with it. Well, one person on Facebook saw that, and it was funny to them, but what was funny to them is that I used the word boo-boo. So I was going to explain that I can't use the other word because it messes with my soul. It conflicts me. I can't do it. It hurts. You know, if I use that type of language, it hurts me inside. And then I came to the point where I'm not even going to explain it. So you spend a lot of time explaining, and it keeps you from your mission in life. If you keep stopping and explaining every time, you can't reach your objective. And, I mean, God has so much for us in this life. We can't even fathom what he has for us. But if we let every little niche, every little roadblock, every little hurdle stop us, we're not going to reach our destiny. Well, I mean, we probably will reach it, but it's going to take forever. Like those people wandering in the woods when they're supposed to be on a short journey, but it winds up being a long journey. And that's just my opinion. But my testimony this morning is that no matter what, you keep doing what you're doing because you are reaching people and you are helping people. And it gives a different perspective from somebody else's point of view, because a lot of times people are like, oh, I'm tired of hearing you. You don't know nothing. But if you got all these people all over the world and it's a bunch of people and you got people with auditoriums full of people and you got all these people doing, you got to make a decision. You're going to live for God or you're going to live for man. That's my only, well, testimony. So since you called me out, now I'm going to go ahead and work on some film because, you know, I know that God is working. He's working for all of us. All we have to do is work for him. That's my testimony.
Amen. Thank you, Brother David, for the encouragement. I appreciate you and Sister Donna. You are a blessing in my life. All right. That's, you know, Sister Donna, that's that, you know, she's from his rib. They walk side by side, hand in hand, loving on each other. They have two beautiful sons. Remember Children's Day, Dante, you know, talked about a Bible character, Daniel. So I thank God, you know, for the whole family participating. So sometimes Sister Donna, she'll come on, read the scripture for me, or Brother David will look up something for me, or he say, I'm going to put you on Facebook. So you all are a true blessing in my life. So I thank God for you holding up my arms. Well, salvation time. Is there anyone on here who's not saved? You know, during this time, everybody need to be saved. All of us need to be saved. What do we save from? Sin. We can't see God if we sin. We got to be redeemed from the curse of sin. Sin. What is sin? Going against God's laws. Going against God. That's sin, to put it brief. Doing wrong. Wrongdoing. Telling lies. You know, I read all them things, fruit of the flesh. Galatians 5, 18, 19, 20. 21, you read it, all that sin. You know, sometimes we just need to open the word and say, Lord, I repent because I did this. Lord, I repent because I did that. Oh, Lord, you know, I'm guilty of that. I didn't even know you said don't do that. We need to open the word and study the word. Study the word. Open the word. Study the word. Study the word. I can't say it enough. I'm guilty myself. I have to open the word and study the word. Yesterday I was fighting with myself. Reading the word. As soon as you read the word, you start getting sleepy. That's when you know the devil don't come in. You say, no. I have to set my timer and concentrate and study the word. Study the word. Read the word. Study the word. Show ourselves pleasing to God. So, you know, I thank God for each one of you this morning. And I know, let me tell you something, it's 20,013. So I know that we are not backsliding. If we backslide, it's like committing suicide. We don't want to commit suicide, spiritual suicide. We want to stay faithful to our God. Faithful is what God is calling for us today. We got to be faithful to God. We cannot go backwards. We can't slide back. And you know, when you slide in the mud, don't you know that stuff is heavy? You're going to say, oh, my God, I feel so bogged down today. What's wrong with me? Because you got mud on you. We got to keep our garments spotless. How we do that? Repent and say, Lord, I sinned today. You know, then he said, okay, let me move that sin off of her. She repented of that. God, I sinned. Let me remove that sin off of her. She repented of that. God, I sinned. And then pretty soon, your garments look spotless. We look more in the image of God, you know, because all the mud is off of us. You know, so backsliding is moving out of the will of God. God wants and commands us to love him. You know he does. With all of his heart, soul, and with all of our heart, soul, and strength. He don't want us to say, oh, God, I love you. And he said, well, did you study my word today? You say, no. You say, God, I love you. Were you obedient to me today? No. God, I love you. That's with the lips. He said, did you pray to me today? No. But God, I love you. That's just with the lips. That's lip service. Keep it. Keep your lip service. Honor God with your whole heart. Obey God. Do what he tells you to do. We're fooling ourselves and we say, oh, I love the Lord. I love the Lord. He heard my cry. Don't you fool yourself. You just doing lip service if you ain't being obedient. You could tell the Lord 24/7 you love him, but that's not love, saying it. Action. Faith without works is dead. Get up and do what the Lord said. Get up and do what the Lord said. It requires action. Loving God, you know, is what he wants. He commands us. He ain't say, if you want a people, my people who call by my name, if you want it, you can love me. You don't really have to, though. I desire you to. No. He ain't say nothing about desire. Read it. He said the first and great commandment is to love me with all your heart, soul, and strength. And what's the next one? It's like that one. Love each other. That's what Sister Carolyn was talking about. Love each other like you love yourself. You'll see your neighbor and say, they got a fine car. Roll your eyes at them. Jealous? No. Cross it off. That's fruit of the flesh. Say, Lord, oh, I feel jealous in my heart. Lord, forgive me for jealousy. Admit it to God. He already knows it. Don't you know God knew that Cain and Abel were going to come? You know, he knew what he was going to do before he did it. He knew one brother was going to kill the other. It was no surprise to God. So we may as well admit, Lord, you know I lied. When they asked me, did I have insurance, I said, yeah, but it was a lie. When my boss said, well, did you put in your hours this week? I said, yeah, but I missed some hours, Lord. No, tell it to the Lord. Get it straight. Go back and make it up. Come on, you know we do little things, and then little things turn to big things. Pretty soon you got a whole trunk full of sin. And then your garments are all muddy. First they had one or two little spots. Now they full of mud. Good God Almighty. That mud. You know that stuff Brother Dave was talking about? That mess that you find on the street somewhere that dogs put out. Mess. We can get full of it. We can get bogged down in the cares of this world, and they can just choke the life out of us. We don't want that. We want God's blessing. We want life, his abundant life. Well, it's prayer time on Bible Story Land. Press 1 if you have a prayer request. And I have one. I'm going to state mine. I'm asking God to strengthen the family unit like never before. Because I'm telling you, in this day and time, I'm tired of looking at the news and seeing all the violence, all the hideous crime. Somebody went in and just slide. Oh, my God, I'm tired of it. I don't know about you, but I'm angry about it. So I'm asking the Lord to strengthen the family unit. Once God strengthened that family unit, Don't you know when families get straight, the world is going to get straight? Somebody was saying something. You got a prayer request.
Minister G, this is Donna Hawkins, and I'm requesting prayer for my mother, Valerie Newsom, for my mother-in-law, Martha Hawkins, and for the Bobby Jean Thompson family. She was my husband's father's last sister. The visitation is tonight, and she'll be funeralized tomorrow. So please keep my family in prayer.
Okay, give me, you said Valerie Newsom, Martha Hawkins. What's the other lady's name, her family?
And the family of Bobby Jean Thompson. She passed away this week. Bobby Jean Thompson.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. All right. Press 1. You have a prayer request. If you're already on live, already talked to you, you're still on live, you can just make your request.
I have a prayer request. My mom's friend on Facebook recently married last spring, and we have found out that her husband is sick and in the hospital.
Okay. All right. Anybody else? Press 1. Get ready to pray. Okay, hold on. My good friend from Dallas is on. Mareeba, how you doing? Mareeba? 972, is that you, Mareeba, or someone else? Can't hear you.
Oh, can you hear me now?
Yes, I can.
Oh, okay. All right. Yes, how are you?
Doing great. How are you?
Oh, all is well with me. For my family's salvation and healing in their bodies and their mind, renewing of the mind. Yes.
Okay.
And protection for my grandson that's incarcerated. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And peace with Israel.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. That's okay.
Anybody else? Prayer request, press 1. I don't want to leave anybody out. Sometimes people call me and say, I can't press 1. And I couldn't get on. So I'm leaving time for you. Press 1. We're getting ready to pray in a minute.
Okay, and little children that's being molested, and for the prisoners, that someone will just tell them about the Word of God, and
okay,
that they won't be led by the Muslim religion.
Mm-hmm. All right. Anybody else? That's 1.
I have a prayer request.
Okay. Sister Carolyn?
That we pray for, and I'm sure you do, that we pray for our neighborhoods as well as our homes, our communities. My mother told me many years ago that we're always blessed when we can have someone praying for us. And there are so many people in the world that no one prays for. So this prayer would be to include a prayer for people who have no one praying for them.
Oh.
I have no idea who they look like, who they are, or where they are. But it's a blessing when someone prays for you. That's all.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Anyone else? Last time I'm calling. Prayer request. Okay, Well, looks like all is well with everyone, so I'm going to start the prayer in a second or two here. Let's see. Okay. Prayer request. Let me tell you. On Tuesday nights, every Tuesday night, Mariba, would you get the number for me? When I finish praying, would you give us the prayer line number for Tuesday nights? We pray for the children. We pray for those who are incarcerated. We really concentrate on that. And so we cover the neighborhoods, the territories, et cetera. You are welcome to join us on the prayer line on Tuesdays at 10 minutes till 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. 10 minutes to 7, that would be Central Standard Time. So 10 minutes to 8 our time, we're on praying for the children. So, you know, I said to the Lord, I said, Lord, we need more people standing in the gap for the children, for those who are incarcerated. And there are many, many children who are incarcerated. I went to visit a young man in prison last week here in Florida who's incarcerated. And, you know, many of our children get caught up in the system. It starts when they're young, where we're not training them up the way they should go, where we, you know, I see them running the street past curfew time. Nobody's stopping them. Nobody's saying anything to them. You know, when I was growing up, the whole neighborhood looked out for us. It took a whole village. And so now people cuss you out if you say, don't talk to my child. But as soon as, you know, you see the short casket, they're crying. They wish somebody had talked to their children. They wish somebody had stopped their children from stealing out of Walmart or from being in gangs and fighting and doing all kind of hideous crimes. One of my neighbors recently, about two or three blocks away, I stopped by their house, and their door was shattered. Thank God I think it was plexiglass. It was shattered where somebody shot into their door, but a BB gun or a gun of some type shattered the door at midday time. I'm not talking about at night. This is in the daytime. Don't you know the devil is getting bolder? Time is short for the devil. He knows it's going to end for him. And more people are going to bow the knee. Every knee eventually will bow. So, you know, we pray on Tuesday night. So I'm going to start the prayer. And don't forget, Mariba, to get the phone number for me.
I have it.
No, give it to me at the end. Hallelujah. Mokush Sheba Ka Nineke Urabaka Shede Urabaka Didiaka Yoku Sheba Ka Nineke Urabaka She. Oh, we serve a great God like you, Jehovah. We come to bow low before you today. We come to say thank you that you are Almighty God. We come to say thank you that you are the Lord who created us in your mighty image. We come to praise your name. We come to honor you. We come to bless you, O God. Father, even the angels adore you. Even the angels bow down and worship you. We come to say, holy is our God. Holy is our God. Holy are you, O God. And you're requiring us to be holy today. Holy. Holiness is the way to you, O God. Holy. Holy God are you. Righteous Father are you. You are Jehovah Nisi. A banner over us is love. You are Jehovah El Elyon, the Most High God. And we worship you today, O God. We come to praise your name. We come to bless you. We come to give you glory and thanksgiving, O God. O Father God, we come to give you honor this morning. You deserve all the honor, all the praise. And Father God, you said who can know the error of his ways. So we ask forgiveness for every error, every sin that we've committed against you. Little foxes that spoil our vine, secret faults, forgive us. Create in us a clean heart, O God. Renew a right spirit within us, Father, in the name of Jesus. We thank you that we could call you Lord. You are Lord. You are Lord. And we can call on your name. Father, it doesn't matter what time we call your name, as long as we say, Abba, Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy great and holy name. You are great in the heavens, great in the earth. Father, you are perfect in all your ways. And Father God, forgive us when we just come always asking you for something. Help us to remember Oh, God, that you know what we need, and just to continually praise you, continually bless you, continually honor you as our God, the one that we are made in the image of, the one who created us, the one who blew his breath into us, and we became living souls. Oh, God, we thank you for the families today, oh, God. We thank you for strengthening the family unit like never before. Oh, God, the family unit has been in trouble for quite some time, and we ask you to strengthen the family unit, oh, God. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, break every generational curse from our families. Oh, God, we repent for sins in the family. We repent. We turn in from our wicked ways, and we're asking you to hear from heaven and heal our land, oh, God. We are humbly coming before you this morning, and we are asking you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, to make us strong as a family. Let nothing come in between a husband and a wife, oh, God. I thank you, Father God, that they will cleave to each other, that husbands will cleave to their wives and wives will cleave to their husbands, and they will agree to do your will. They will purpose in their heart to do your will. Oh, God, I bind up bickering in between husbands and wives, fighting between husbands and wives, disagreements, oh, God, in the name of Jesus that are unresolved. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, I call on you, Jehovah Shalom, to make peace in the home, peace in the husband, peace in the wife, peace in the children. I decree and declare that the families will follow your plan, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. And, Father God, I thank you for these great women of God that are in the family of Minister Donna Hawkins, oh, God. I lift up her mom, Valerie Newsom, Sister Valerie Newsom, Sister Martha Hawkins, oh, God. And I thank you, oh, God, that they are mighty women of God, mighty warriors who have been on the battlefield a long time, and you know their name, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, you know everything that's ailing their bodies. Oh, God, you know the correct diet that they should eat on. You know the sleep that they get or don't get. You know everything that troubles them. You know the afflictions that they have in their bodies. And you promise to deliver them out of them all. And, Father God, you said precious are the death of your saints. And so, Father, even in the loss of my cousin, I say thank you, Lord, for strengthening the family. In the name of Jesus, even the family of Bobby Jean Thompson, strengthen the family. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, draw them closer with you. I bind up all the little bickering that take place during families' funerals. In the name of Jesus, all the strife, the envy, the jealousy, I send it back to the sender in Jesus' name. And I thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, for Karen's mother's friend's husband who is sick in the hospital. Lord, there are many people in the name of Jesus. As Sister Karen said, oh, God, there are many people, oh, God, who are not being, as Sister Carolyn said, there are many people who are not being prayed for. There are many children who are not being prayed for in the name of Jesus. Many people don't call your name. They just think, Lord God, that they exist on their own. They don't know that it's because of your grace and because of your mercy that they're still alive today, that the bullet could have come near them, near their dwelling, that the bullet could have come in their temple, the body where you live, oh, God. But, Lord, because of your mercy, oh, they were free from murder, from violence, from all kinds of things, from death. Oh, God, they were rescued in the name of Jesus. And, Father God, I lift up Mariba's family for salvation, healing, deliverance. Not only her family, all of our family members that are not saved. We pray salvation for our families, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you today for renewing our minds. We thank you for protection of all those that are incarcerated, particularly Jamal Jr. In the name of Jesus, protect the prisoners, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, for the evil one who will bring destruction upon them. In the name of Jesus, we pray for the peace of Israel. In the name of Jesus, the Gaza Strip, oh, God, that there's no war, no crime, no violence on that strip in Israel, oh, God. Oh, Father God, you said that Israel, your chosen people, oh, God, the ones who are called by your name, oh, God, we lift them up today. We pray for peace in Israel, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. We pray, Father God, that those who are not saved in Israel will be saved and call on your name. Oh, God, that they would know that your return is soon in the name of Jesus. So, Father God, we thank you in the name of Jesus for people being delivered from wrong religion, wrong teachings about you and about your word. I thank you that the war that's in religion will stop in the name of Jesus. No more war. My church is the best church, and her church is the best church, and his church is better than her church and his church and all of that mess. Oh, God, we send it back to the pits of hell, and we ask you that there be one body like you created, one body even in the hope of our calling, oh, God. There's one Lord, one faith, and one body. So I thank you, oh, God, for oneness in the body of Christ. Your called out people will be one unified body against the enemy of their souls. And Father, I thank you, oh God, for our neighbors, our neighborhood. We bind up every territorial demon of violence, of drugs, of war in our neighborhoods. And we thank you for being Jehovah Shalom, that peacemaker who comes into our neighborhoods and make peace. Without you, Father God, we cannot exist. Your mercy in the neighborhoods, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And Father, those who have no one to pray for them, we ask you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that they be saved and they learn to pray for themselves and start praying for others as well, in Jesus' name. And so, Father, we just thank you for what you've done. I thank you for everyone who came on the air with us today. I ask you for blessings, oh God, in the name of Jesus, to right everything in us that's not like you. Oh, God, cleanse us like never before, in Jesus' name. So we thank you today, in Jesus' name. Okay, Mareeba, I'll take that number.
Okay. 1-605-475-4000. Do I need to repeat that?
No, but the access code.
Okay, 669-765 and the pound key.
Okay, thank you so much. So on Tuesdays, those who would like to join us at 10 minutes to 8, we pray for the children at 1-605-475-4000, access code 669-765-pound. So I look forward to many of you joining us this Tuesday. We come on at 10 minutes to 8 and worship the Lord and praise him. And we, call on him for the needs of the children and for prisoners. And, you know, sometimes the Lord leads us to pray for the senior citizens or other people. So you're welcome to join us. Now, we got to start following God's plan. We can't follow our own plan. So now I want to make some decrees for the family, declarations for the family. We decree and declare God's order for marriage. We decree and declare loving homes for our children to be born into. We decree and declare our children will be given godly environments to be brought up in. We decree and declare obedience to God in our lives as family members. We decree and declare obedience, as I said, to God as family members. We disarm the strong man assigned to our families. We bind every evil spirit of rank associated with our army, and we render their powers null and void forever. We speak to every demon and wicked spirit in high places, and we command your assignments cancel over our families. We dismantle the spirit of pharmakia and every ranking demon associated with the demonic drug leader, and we destroy your powers in the name of Jesus. Father, we expose every secret sin in our families. We plead the blood of Jesus over every family. We decree and declare our children will receive excellent education about you, O God, and earthly education. We decree and declare that Father God is Lord of our lives. Father God, we pray for salvation, deliverance, and healing for our families. Well, it's closing time on Bible Storyland. And, you know, we're glad that you joined us. Don't forget, help, you know, obey God. Help put a stop to our crimes by doing 2 Corinthians 7:14. Let's humble ourselves before God. Let's seek God's face. Let's turn from our wicked ways so God will hear our prayers from heaven. He will heal our land, forgive our sins, and he will heal our land. What does our land need healing from? Wickedness, violence, evil, fruit of the flesh, hurricanes, tsunamis, wars. Let's love our God, obey him with all of our heart. Have a God-filled day, God-filled week, a God-filled month, a God-filled year. I love all of you. God bless you, and I look forward to hearing from you next week, next Saturday, same time. Amen. Bless you.
Hello.
Love y'all.